All in on time. I don't want to waste any of their time. I want to say thank you indeed to our Consul General of Trinidad and Tobago. She's on the phone with me, and we would like to welcome her. In fact, a little backdrop of who this young lady is. Miss Tracy Ramsubag Manet has been a career diplomat in the service of the government of Trinidad and Tobago for the past 15 years. Over that time, she assumed several portfolios at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and CARICOM Affairs, spanning the Multilateral Relations Division, Americas Division, and Protocol Division. Toronto is Ms. Ramsberg's second overseas assignment, having previously served at the Embassy of Trinidad and Tobago in Brussels. In her current capacity as Acting Consul General of Trinidad and Tobago, Ms. Ramsberg Manning is committed to collaboration, partnership building, and leveraging support from the Trinidad and Tobago community, which can be mutually enriching to both Canada and Trinidad and Tobago. She is a graduate of the University of the West Indies St. Augustine campus. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in Spanish and French and a Master's in Science in Strategic Leadership and Management. We'd like to say good afternoon and welcome to Shabnam Radio.
Hi, Richard. I hope I'm coming through loud and clear.
Very,
so
very
happy
clear.
To be on your program.
Can you hear me well?
I can. And
good. So first I want to say welcome. You know, since you took up the assignment here in Toronto, I was always trying to get you on. And we met last year at a cricket dance function and wasn't able
That's
to
right.
follow up with you. But, you know, what I've been seeing and hearing is that you've been in and about our community, and it's great to see you in the trenches, as it says, you know. How was your summer so far? How is the summer going so far?
Oh, well, the heat has certainly been rivaling what I'm accustomed to back at home, for sure. And, well, I've been here for about a year and a half, so I would say that this is my first real summer experiencing what Toronto is really like, with, you know, a different activity almost every day, multiple simultaneous activities happening on weekends. We just closed off a very successful carnival where, you know, so much of our culture was on showcase as part of that, so it was really excellent.
I can only imagine you must be the envy when it comes to the other consul generals, when it comes to carnival time especially, because I think, you know, we have the most beautiful and the biggest in the world indeed. How does it make you feel when you see, and most of the band leaders are from Trinidad and Tobago, and
That's
coming
right.
here and experiencing carnival with great weather as we had this past weekend, how does it make you feel?
Oh, overwhelmingly proud. Like you said, you know, most of the practitioners here behind the carnival, the engine room behind the carnival, are Trinidad and Tobago citizens. So any success of the Toronto Caribbean Carnival speaks volumes of us and who we are as a people. And really, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, 60th anniversary independence celebrations that will be taking place this month. But we really tried to use the carnival to build momentum. We were able to partner with the King and Queen Showcase and Panelize this year. So at King and Queen, we had a voice coming in to close off the show on behalf of the consulate. And, you know, his song with Kes, where he goes, you know, once a Trini region, your fat is niceness. So he really blew everyone away with that. And then Panelive was actually in tribute to the 60th, so all the steel bands. It wasn't a competition this year. It was a showcase, so they were all, you know, playing patriotic songs, and it was really great.
You know, I missed out because, you know, that Panelive and the King and Queen is something I always go. But I've been on a boat cruise with DJ Navi, and that has always taken me away from the King and Queen. But that's an experience I wish everybody could have, at least for the carnival season, that Thursday night at Lamport Stadium. Well, I just wanted to jump right into the celebration plan. And again, the 60th anniversary is no small celebration. Indeed, we must mark this with so much good things to look back on of Trinidad and Tobago, and we as a people here in Canada. So if you could give us a breakdown of some of the events that you are part of, some that are solely the Consul General or the government of Trinidad and Tobago putting on, and which of these that and where they are, so we could pick and choose where we could attend?
Yes, so we are behind a couple of events happening this month. So the first up would be the Diamond Jubilee Cricket Match, Trinidad and Tobago versus Jamaica. And that's taking place on Saturday, August 20th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's happening in Brampton at Andrew McCandless Park. So apart from, you know, cricket, glorious crickets, of course, we don't do anything without music and live entertainment. So there will be Tassa, there will be Pan, there will be a live DJ. We have quite a number of sponsors on board, both on the Jamaican side and on our side. So there will be lots of prizes and giveaways. It's going to be a fun time. Please come out, wear red, bring your flag, bring your rag. it's going to be a great time.
And again, that is being held where?
That's being held at Andrew McCandless Park in Brampton.
Brampton. Okay, so again, all of this information is here on the Consul General or the Consulate website. We could find most of these.
Yes, just it's on the website. We've been sending around flyers digitally via email and WhatsApp, hoping that it gets out to as many people as possible. It will be possibly in a newspaper or two this week or next week. So, and of course, you're here helping us get the word out as well.
And so that's just the cricket match. What else happening?
Yes. So after that, on the 27th and the 28th, which is basically the last weekend of August, we have a festival. Well, as you know, almost every community in Toronto has a festival of some kind. Last weekend it was Taste of India. This weekend it's Taste of Vietnam. So we're not doing something that's a taste of Trinidad and Tobago. It's not going to be food exclusive, but we're calling it the festival, the Trinbago Festival. And that's going to take place at Yonge Dundas Square. It's going to be two full days of entertainment and live performances. There will be food vendors, even some carnival masqueraders, moko jambis, you name it. And interestingly, the City of Toronto, recognizing that this is the first time that we have been attempting to do something of this scale and of this nature, the CN Tower and the Toronto sign at Nathan Phillips Square is going to be lit red, white, and black on the night of the 27th of August.
You know, I'm getting goosebumps. You know, when you see your colors, I mean, and people in the whole coming together, could you imagine what it would be like at Dundas Square? That would be something to experience. Apart from, we'd have things like Caribana kickoff and stuff like that. But coming there to see and the Moko Jambi and mingling in that space, I think it would be an excellent, excellent opportunity. So friends, if you're listening, come on out. Let's show you. Bring your colors, as the consulate said.
And not just for Trinbagonians. Of course, you know, Yonge Dundas Square is a meeting point for people from all over. So I'm sure a lot of them that went down there not expecting to encounter a Trinbago Festival is going to be drawn in, us being the welcoming people that we are. So, you know, it's always good to make a friend or two.
Okay, so that's the second one that we're talking about.
So that's the second one. And then, our diaspora associations, we're also coordinating with them. So there are going to be a couple of flag raisings happening over the 30th and the 31st. The first one will be in Mississauga. Mississauga Celebration Square, that will be on August 30th at 2 p.m. And then on the 31st itself, the City of Toronto will raise the flag at 10:30. Ajax is doing theirs at 10, followed by a cultural show at St. Nedela's Church Hall. And Brampton is also doing one on the 31st at 1 p.m., Brampton City Hall. So I'll be hopping all around the GTA on the 31st. And finally, I'm hoping that I and others and many others will be willing to make the trek to Niagara Falls to see it illuminate red, white, and black on August 31st, the night of August 31st, from 10 to 10:15 p.m.
Wow. So how did they manage that one?
It was a request that the consulate made. We made a case for it, and it was accepted. It wasn't too hard to make the case for it, of course.
Wow. Also, we know that the Brampton Fairgrounds on the 20th and 21st is another event featuring
Jamaica Day meets Trinbago Day.
That's right. And that one we have representing us some talented Trinbagonians, and of course they would have food, doubles, bologna, and other things on sale at that event. So again, that's another big one that is carded, and we invited everyone to come out to that. And
So one of the days coincides with the cricket, so we'll be sending all the cricket fans, we'll be sending them across to Brampton Fairgrounds to take in the Jamaica Day meets Trinbago Day. Mm-hmm. And I myself will come out on the Sunday to check things out as well.
Well,
spend more time there.
Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica have always been closely celebrating and working. I mean, what they have achieved and accomplished, I believe they might be a bigger population in the GTA, don't you think?
That's my personal analysis, is that there are more Jamaicans here. I haven't quite gotten a grip as to whether we are second in numbers in terms of the English-speaking Caribbean or whether it's Guyana. I don't know. You've been around longer than me. What would you see?
No, what I was driving at is that what they have accomplished, the Jamaicans, their center and other things, I would love to see if we could mobilize our pocket groups along and really coordinate and bring them. And let me tell you something. I've been speaking and I've been friends with many of the consul generals here. And I must say, the way you articulate, the way you represent us, you come as a career diplomat. And just reading, first time I'm reading a short bio, I could see why. And you've been educated, you climbed the file and ranks to reach where you are. And I think as a leader like yourself could bring this, bringing our communities together and see if we could. We had a Chamber of Commerce here at one time with Shafiq Sultan Khan.
Yes, I remember.
And, I mean, to get those things again going, I would like to see more like that. So you and I spoke, and we want to have you on as often as possible. And just to let our listeners know that I've been asking, and you had agreed to sit with us every so often to talk about a few things that your office, the services that you provide. So if you could quickly give us an overview of some of the services that the Consul General Office provides for nationals.
Right, so basically we are supposed to be acting as a one-stop shop for your questions in general. So there's that about how to achieve things back at home. Whether it's in trade, you have an idea, you have a business opportunity, we are supposed to be that connector between you here and the folks back at home. And in terms of our regular services, well, by far and away, our most popular service would have to be passports. So we both issue passports to persons that are getting their machine-readable passport for the first time, and we also renew passports. We do birth certificates, death certificates, marriage certificates, and police certificates of character. We assist people with matters concerning, you know, repatriation of their loved ones back to Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, so there's a whole host of things that we do on a regular basis apart from ad hoc activities like planning for an event like our 60th independence.
Well, of course, there's a lot, and all the Consul General, they have an office and a function. But I would like to, again, you agreed to come in and sit with us and explain, to make it much easier for National and your clerks to get through sorting out stuff. Because some people would call with questions, and when they get there, they might not bring all the required documents and stuff. So we can make it easier to navigate through. Some of the things I'd like to discuss, and not today, but how to ship a dead, like you say, repatriate A loved one. And to make it easy, I got a call to make the arrangement with someone, loved one, with a funeral home. So there's questions like that, and people, I think we could put them at ease and you're so willing to do that, so I really appreciate it, and thank you very, very much.
Yes, I completely agree with you. I mean, you brought the idea to me, and I thought it was a good one. You know, it's one thing to read things on paper and another to hear someone bring it to life and use real-life examples. And if it helps people to get their matter processed faster or makes it easier on them to understand, I'm all on board.
That's right. Well, I saw you could speak French and Spanish, and I think you should add to that singing, because you have a beautiful singing voice. Maybe we could have you do the national anthem or something one day, you know, when you're here. But anything else in closing you would like to add to our listeners?
In closing, just to let you know that we at the consulate consider you, our people here in the diaspora, our greatest asset, our greatest achievement. We're so proud of you. You function as ambassadors and advocates on a daily basis in the real world much better than we can. You might recall that at some point in time in your interaction here, you would have been the first Trinbagonian that somebody here has encountered. And the way you have interacted with that person, you might have shared your food with them, shared a bit of your culture, your music with them, and in essence raised our profile in the eyes of someone else who may not have known anything about Trinidad and Tobago before. So we thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done to fly our flag high here. And that's the message that I leave you with.
Beautiful indeed. And, you know, just thinking about that, really, we are the frontline ambassadors to Trinidad and Tobago, because we speak with pride, and we share our palori, and we describe our baigani and how pilau is really made. And I mean, when you hear Trini explain it really with passion indeed, I want to say thank you very, very much. And you have provided me with 10 questions I'd like to. And I thank you for helping me out with this one. To our listeners, just to let you know, we have some trivia with answers, and I'd like to throw this one out first. Give a Trini word for head over heels in love. Right? You know when you say you're really, really badly in love, and there's a local slang? Well, our concert general gave me 10 questions, but that was one of them. So I'm going to play a song, and in between I'll take your calls and let's hear some of your answers. I want to say thank you very, very much for taking the time, and again, we'd make time to meet. I'm sure we'd cross paths over the coming weeks, because there's so much Trinbagonian events. And I like to say Trinbagonians, because sometimes we forget that little island. Oh, by the way, before you go, now I understand there are two tourism authorities out of Trinidad.
Yes, that's correct.
Explain a little bit how that works.
So a decision was taken a couple of years ago, I would say maybe 2 or 3 years ago, max 3 years, that the tourism authority that represented our country as a whole would split. So there's now a Trinidad Tourism Authority and a Tobago Tourism Authority. I believe that the justification for that was that they were two very different products that they wanted to promote a bit differently, while recognizing that, you know, once somebody comes to Trinidad, we would want to encourage them, of course, to visit Tobago. But I think they had two different approaches for how they, for the markets and the kind of tourist that they were after. So you will see them at the Trinbago Festival. They will, both agencies will be represented, and they can explain a little bit about what they're each doing differently.
And I don't think we mentioned what's happening at Ontario Place. That we talked about that, did we?
At Ontario Place. Oh, you mean the Carnival Flavors event that was cancelled?
Yeah, but I heard on City TV over the weekend that it's merging now with our anniversary celebration at that same venue. Is that true? Or?
Yes, that is correct. So the Toronto Caribbean Carnival is a partner with the Trinbago Festival at Yonge Dundas Square on August 27th and 28th.
And that's the one they're merging in with, and not
yes.
It wouldn't be at Ontario Place?
No.
Okay, good. Glad I got that cleared up, because I myself was thinking there's another event coming up. Well, let me leave you with this one, and I know you could sing this one, and I should challenge you. Hear this one. you tell me if you remember this one. Or you wouldn't be able to hear it, because your phone wouldn't be able to. But I'm going to play now for our listeners. Not Leaving by the Queen.
Denise Plummer.
That's right. But anyway, thank you, and it's a pleasure, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our hard-working Consul General, Miss Tracy Ramsubag Madnet. A pleasant lady indeed. Down to earth. A true trinity. Okay, the lights are open. I want to hear if you know the answer. How would you describe somebody head over heels in love? That's 416-848-7772. You have a Trini word that describes someone head over heels in love. And we want to say hello to Mr. Sherlan Durga. Sherlan Durga, currently living in Florida visiting, and of course started, you know, when people talk about pioneers in this business, radio and thing, you know, I want to sometimes jump in and correct them, you know. This man, though, is a true pioneer. In cold Winnipeg, he started Chutney Music, a show. He had a show called Caribbean Cruise. In fact, when he got started, he asked if he could help out with a Trinidadian show. Philip Blankham said no. Went on to do commentary for cricket. Jamaican fella heard him and said, listen, why don't you come and help me out? And while helping out a Jamaican show, he had a chance to host it a couple of times, and he started playing chutney music with the Jamaican music. Sherlan Durga. Then he started his own program on another FM station and called it Caribbean Cruise. Caribbean Cruise. Then came to Toronto and worked with Jai Uttamaraj on Chin Radio and created the Chutney Cruise. Sherlan Durga is the man responsible for that. In fact, he has his own radio program in Florida, and still, he had the one that coined the phrase hotter than a chula. Sherlan Durga, that's the guy. He says, this is Sherlan Durga and it's hotter than a chula. Well, he'll be joining us now on Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime TV. Okay, I'm giving the lines another chance. 416-848-7772. If you know, how would you describe somebody head over heels in love? Oh, I didn't say you're winning a prize. No, I play a nice song, though. How would you describe somebody head over heels in love? Trini Wee. Well, Denise Plummer, and the answer we were looking for is, according... Oh, here, let's see. We'll try this one. Hi, who we have on the line?
Bravo.
Hey.
Sastri here, boy.
Hey, Sastri, how you doing, partner?
Good, man.
So tell me, I know you're a man head over heels in love with that beautiful lady, you know, your wife. How you describe that? What is the word that you describe that?
Word or a slang?
A slang, let me hear.
You know, oh boy, you know, hog love mud. I love you like hog love mud.
Well, no, the answer we're looking for, well, the answer I have here is you're going or you're total B. Total B.
Total B? No, can't be total B, man. I got total B.
You got total B. That's what it is. You know, you're head over heels in love, you're total B. Well, Sashi, thank you, my brother. And I see we have a big event happening at the Devi Mandir.
Mo, Jai Durga Temple.
I don't know what you're talking about, but there's one coming up with Pandit Narad. Anyway.
Pandit Narad.
Yes. I didn't say Neil.
Narad. Okay.
Thanks, Mamu, you're breaking up there. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number to give us a call. And listen, we'll try another quick one. Who is the only national to serve as Prime Minister and President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago? Who is the only national to serve as Prime Minister and President of Trinidad and Tobago? Anybody? And again, I don't have a prize to give out, but listen, you know, we have to give out every time. Because that pricing has caused confusion back after, you know. But I would love to hear if you know the answer, right? 416-848-7772.
Don't miss the Jam Trinbago Festival, celebrating Jamaica Day and Trinidad and Tobago Independence Day. Featuring the Fab Five, Destra Garcia, Farmer Nappy, Lady G, Armory, and many more. Saturday, August 20th and Sunday, August 21st from 12 noon to 9 p.m. at Brackton Fairgrounds on Heart Lake Road. It's music, food vendors, curry duck and jerk chicken competition. Fun for the whole family. Tickets at all West Indian outlets. Online at theticketport.com or call the info line at 647-891-4744.
It's the Shiva Mandir 6th Annual Food and Bake Sale on Sunday, August 14th from 2 p.m. So come on down, 2370 Midland Avenue, Unit B10 in Scarborough. Choose from their delicious menu, which includes fried rice, chow mein, bolori, dal puri, potato and chana curry, and so much more. Hey, your favorite desserts like fudge, pine tart, spoon, mitai. Call Indra at 416-562-7163 and place your orders now. And now this breaking news just in. The famous Roti Roti Toonie Tuesday is back. That's right. You heard it here first. The $2 Toonie Tuesday is back at Roti Roti for limited time only. Check them out from this Tuesday for the Toonie Tuesday at Roti Roti. Call or pick up 416-745-9208. Roti Roti, where no roti is made before it's time.
Visit leparkan.com.
Hey, another prog Trinbagonian. Raymond Runrine on Shabnam Radio. Again, the question is which national? We're talking about Trinidad and Tobago now, eh? Who is the only national to serve as Prime Minister and President of Trinidad and Tobago? 416-848-7772 if you know the answer. Who is the only national to serve as Prime Minister and President of Trinidad and Tobago?
Mm-hmm.
Music boss indeed. 33 minutes after 2 o'clock and you're listening to Shabnam Radio. You know, on July 31st, those of you who would have seen and those of you who haven't learned about the passing of Munima Yankaran, also known as, or lovingly known as Mama, passed away in Trinidad. She was the mother of, from the relatives and children that I knew, Anan, the late Anan Yankaran, the late Sham Yankaran. We all know Rakesh Yankaran, who was in Toronto a few days ago, and Ashok, who lives here, Yankaran. I don't know the names of the other children. I know that there's another brother and the sisters. Ashok and his family, they are in mourning, and I wasn't able to get much information, indeed, from their family. But what I do know is that she was the wife of the late Isaac Yankaran. And, of course, Ashok, the mother of Ashok, Rakesh, Devika, Surika, and the late Sham, Suresh, and Anand Yankaran. Grandmother of 29, great-grandmother of 31. We all knew how big the funeral was of the late Anand Yankaran. And while we would admire and enjoy their singing, whether it's bhajans or chutney, or soka chutney, we all know the name Yankaran. The late Isaac Yankran, as many times we had Ashok tell the story here, died when he was 39. And anyone who attended that funeral or knew of that funeral, it was one of the biggest in Waterloo. I had tried at least twice to pay a tribute to this lady, but didn't get a chance. I wasn't able to get the children all together to do that and to recognize her. I thought maybe I would be able to visit with her. You know, she, as most mothers or women, in the back seat, they always left out from the limelight. And, you know, sometimes by choice, they are very reserved, and the culture that they were brought up in, that's the way they would behave. But having the knowledge that the late Isaac Yankran passed, leaving his wife, Muniman, the responsibility to take care of the family. At that age, I would agree, and you would agree, that she did an excellent job indeed. She's no longer with us, and today I just wanted to mark her passing as we celebrate with music, selections from her husband and other classical singers that we will remember on Shabnam Radio when we learned of the passing of the mother of the Yankran boys and girls that we in Canada stopped and reflected. So I would like to start off by extending my condolences to the entire family and to all music lovers, especially classical Bhojpuri-style music. The Yankran family have made a huge contribution. And today we would like to ask our listeners to make supplication that God Almighty grant her soul. And on that journey she's on right now, make it easy for her. I'd like to start off this segment by playing this selection as we ask you, our listening audience, to offer some sort of prayer for the late Muniman Yankran and, of course, his surviving family, that would make it easy for them to accept this great loss.
मैया की ममता तजी तजुबावा का प्यार ग्वाल बाल की मित्रता गोपियन की मनोहार तज के सब परिवार को तज चले रे का सुना सुना लागे बिरज का धाम को कुल को छोड़ चले रे घनश्याम। सुना सुना लागे बिरज का धाम, गोकुल को छोड़ चले रे घनश्याम। जमुना रोए मधुबन रोए, रोए कदम की छैया हो, रोए कदम की छैया। भर भर नैना रोए रे गवाले, भर भर नैना रोए रे गवाले, रोए बिरज की गैया। राह रोक कर रोए मन सुखा हो, राह रोक कर रोए मन सुखा, बिछड़ रहे मोरे श्याम रे। सुना सुना लागे बिरज का धाम, गोकुल को छोड़ चले रे घनश्याम। बोल सके ना घर के पंछी अश्वन से भरे नैना, अश्वन से भरे नैना। आजा काना ना जा काना, ना जा काना ना जा काना। आजा काना ना जा काना, कुके ने पिंजरे की मैना। नदिया रोए गिरवर रोए, ले कान्हा का नाम रे। सुना सुना लागे बिरज का धाम, गोकुल को छोड़ चले रे घनश्याम। प्रेम दीवानी राधा रानी, भर नैनन में पानी हो, राधा रानी भर नैनन में पानी। सुबक सुबक कहे हाय रे कान्हा, हाय रे कान्हा, हाय रे कान्हा। सुबक सुबक कहे हाय रे कान्हा, तूने बिरहा की पीर न जानी। कैसे कटेगी तुम बिन साथी जीवन की अब शाम रे। सुना सुना लागे बिरज का धाम, गोकुल को छोड़ चले रे घनश्याम। सुना सुना लागे बिरज का धाम, गोकुल को छोड़ चले रे घनश्याम।
Beautiful indeed, as we continue with this special presentation of Shabnam Radio, paying tribute to the late Monima Yankran. That is, of course, the wife of the late Isaac Yankran and mother of the Yankaran family, the Yankaran boys. I mean, you were to go through Rakesh, Ashok, Sham, and the others. But today, if you're a music lover or a lover of classical music, I'm sure you would have thought about the late Yankaran. In fact, a lot of people probably thought and believed that she was already left us because, you know, she was never heard from and didn't know. But there was someone who gave birth to this family and the talent that they brought to the world and sharing and continue. You know, I always think, how could you not think about, we celebrate, you know, I remember one family had sacrificed and sent their children, a boy and a girl, out to New York. And when they visited back home, their other family members would rush and cook and bring them over. But their parents that was living in Trinidad, nobody cared about them. But when the nephew and niece returned, oh, they were throwing them big parties and visiting and having them come over and not speaking to the parents. How could you, as a child, allow your parents to be pushed back and not be part of your success? Now, I'm not saying this is the case with the Yankarans, but I'm saying that for too long, we keep not recognizing the women that have made a valid contribution to individuals. And then in this case, you know, I just had to stop and do a special to bring forth her name at least. I didn't even know. We know Rakesh as a household name. We know Anand. But Moonima is the mother of Anand and Rakesh and Ashok and the others. So let us remember it today. As we continue the special, we ask you again to continue making supplication for her soul.
I am here, Keela. Into this world we have come alone. Or jaye bhi akela. And in a similar manner, when we take our exit, we shall leave alone. Do din ki zindagi hai, do din ka mela. When we do take stock of our lives, we realize that this life is a very short visit to a mela. This is a world of strangers. No one is yours. Although everyone lives, I am still alone. Aaye bhi akela. Aur jaye bhi akela.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva. Tvameva bandhu cha sakha tvameva. Tvameva vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mam Deva Deva. I bhi akela Chaye bhi akela Do din ki zindagi hai Do din ka mela Aaye bhi akela Jaaye bhi akela Do din ki zindagi hai Do din ka mela दिन की जिंदगी है, दो दिन का मेला, आए भी अकेला, जाए भी अकेला, दो दिन की जिंदगी है, दो दिन का मेला।
आनंद राम प्रसाद सिंह एंड द टीम एट U97.5 जॉइन विद शबनम रेडियो In extending our condolences indeed to the Yankaran family. That was the voice of Budram Holas, indeed, another cultural icon, and he is struggling and fighting diabetes as we speak. I saw recently a member of parliament for Urupuch East, Dr. Munilal, Rudal Munilal, was in his company at a classical singing competition. You know, we are losing them, we are growing older, and but we can't forget them. We can't indeed. And that's why today we are taking some time to remember the mother of and the wife of the Yankarans, indeed, the late Isaac Yankaran. It's almost every month I would at least play this next selection. And this is the voice that you'd be hearing of the late Isaac Yankaran, the husband of the late Muniman Yankaran. And it is one of the most requested song when it comes to announcing a death on this program. I also would like to extend my condolences to the Chanka family on the passing of a very popular member of the family. They so fondly knew him as Corporal. I don't even know his real name. Everybody knows him as Corporal. Not even Uncle Corporal, they call him Corporal. And he was in Guyana on a business trip, got a stroke, and never came out of it. Tony, Chanka, Mitra, their parents, Mr. Rajnath, and the entire Chanka family, I'd like to extend our condolences indeed. I don't know anything about the funeral arrangement, and if anyone has that information and listening could pass it on, we'd be happy to share it with our listeners. The Devi Mandir cordially invites you all to a 7-session Srimad Bhagavat Yajna, commencing on the 14th of August and concluding on the 21st of August. On Sunday the 14th of August to Saturday the 20th of August, 5 to 9 p.m. Sri Krishna Janamashmi and Govinda Puja will be held on Thursday the 18th of August from 5 p.m. to midnight. On Sunday the 21st of August, 9:30 to noon, service continues. Officiating Pandit, Pandit Narad Gosain, assisted by Pandits of the Devi Mandir. The Devi Mandir again is located at 2590 Brock Road in Pickering. For more information, please call Brother Amarnath Binder at 416-894-3578. 416-894-3578. As we continue with this special program, I'd like to share with you now, and again, to think you have heard this selection so many times. And this individual has left us a long, long time ago. But still, the matriarch of the Yankaran family was still here. And it's only recently she left us. That was the 31st of July. In her loving memory, we like to feature the voice of her husband, the late Isaac Yankaran.
Dila gafil na ho ekadam ye duniya chhod jana hai bagaiche chhod kar khali zami andar samana hai dila gafil ho ekdam ye duniya chhod jana hai tera naam